The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 304.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an empowerment coach, you know, helping women out there, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Joy Lang. Joy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Hi, listeners. This is Joy from Singapore. I'm really glad to be in this show. I'm based in Singapore and born here, Chinese. The last 2 years, I've been an empowerment coach for women. Before that, I started one of the first pole dancing studios in Singapore, empowering women in more like a physical way. That inspired me to want to do it in a more holistic manner, being able to empower women in a body, mind, spirit modality. That got me into the path of life coaching.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think that's cool that you're able to create that, especially in Singapore, because I know I've interviewed past guests in Singapore and they say how there's so many women out there who are still struggling with so much stuff, especially with their confidence. So, you know, I always believe every little bit counts. And Joy, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite quote is, a healthy woman is much like a wolf, robust, chock-full, strong life force, life-giving, territorially aware, inventive, lawyer, roving. This is a quote by Clarissa Pean Estes, and every time I say it, I just get goosebumps.
I love it, and this is the first time I've actually heard of this quote, but I love it. I mean, you know, it's just learning to just, you know, be aware of who we are and what we're capable of, because I think sometimes we forget that we have more than enough that to go out there and live the life that we want to build that confidence. So thanks so much for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
To me, true self-confidence is someone who is very comfortable in his or her own skin and understands the importance of being assertive from an authentic space without pressuring others to conform to his or her ways.
I love that definition, especially, you know, growing up as an Asian woman, it's like we've been trained to just follow what other people tell us, which really hurts us in the end. And that's, you know, why most women out there feel like they're not enough. They feel like they have to be somebody else in order for people to accept them or love them just the way they are. So, you know, I really love that definition that you mentioned, just learning to be comfortable in your own skin, regardless of our strengths and weaknesses, you know, the mistakes we make. It's all a part of us, and it's what makes each and every person beautiful. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I spent a big part of my life, I would say like 20 over 30 years, just reliving a story of not being loved, not being good enough because I was adopted. So mom gave me up, and it was very challenging. But I think there were several pit stops where I was able to grow my self-confidence a little bit more. That was at a point when I realized that this is something I have to do for myself, and I need to stop waiting for a savior to come, or the way we were brought up, like a knight in shining armor, but that you are going to be your own rescuer or goddess or whatever you want to call it. So for me, I think it really came when I started the pole dancing studio, went through the hard path of trying to survive, doing something that some would have deemed quite scandalous, but yet still trusting the little voice in me that says I have to do this, even though I had no idea why at that time. That was, I guess, one of the significant moments where it helped to rebuild my self-confidence. And when I started on my life coaching, I had to open my own closet full of skeleton, clean it up, because that is what you have to do first before you be a life coach and try to empower others to do the same. So I think that helped a lot as well. It was a very cleansing process. It created space in my life to become more of what I've always have been. So these are the two significant moments. The last one is recently, I just came back from a trip that I would call my rebirth trip. It was my birthday trip, and I went to do the warrior goddess training in Sedona, which is conducted by Hida Ashamara, and we did a firewalk, and I come back different. So all these little things that I did out of my comfort zone made a big difference.
thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I've tried pole dancing and that stuff is not easy, but it's really, it's really, you know, a great workout. It really helps you, you know, like it really helps you learn how strong you can be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe anything you do is how you do anything is how you do everything. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you do something as pole dancing, you just go out there and try something different, you know, figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are. It can also help you, you know, work on your inner self. Like, what are your strengths and weaknesses? How can you build it and have that courage to go out and do something different? So, you know, I think it's great that you're able to do all this. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
I've just come back from my trip last week. So it's like a brand new me. And honestly, I'm trying to get to know this new me because it's so, so different. I have no stories in my head. I have no whatever that I hold on to, those disempowering stories as my identity. I have none. So I come back like a blank canvas. So what lies ahead of me is very exciting. It can be anything I want it to be because at the moment it's blank. I never truly felt like that before in my whole life, and it also made me feel very excited because I now know that I'm in a much more powerful space to serve other women because I've been here now, and now I'm really in the midst of trying to get to know the new me and how to interact with my external environment, you know, like family and friends. And in this new space, what would I like to draw on my blank canvas? So it's exciting times.
I love it. And thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned that, you know, you have a black canvas, that you have a blank canvas.
Blank canvas. Have you decided the color for me already?
Sorry, I meant blank canvas to paint whatever you want, right? Create that life that you want, because a lot of us still live in the past thinking like it might happen again, not realizing that's the past. Just learn from it and keep moving on. And, you know, like so much things can happen once we just have a blank slate and just, you know, start wherever it is we're from, whether it's today or tomorrow or you know, two weeks from now. Like, you have that ability to just start over and figure out what you want. And I always believe, like, you know, whatever you want in life, you can attract it. And sometimes you can't explain it, but it just happens, and just be willing to accept and receive what comes to you. So I really loved what you mentioned. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, you know, if she's in her own journey of self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say never, ever apologize for who you are. And woman is especially good at that. We're like, I'm so sorry. I should have done that. I'm so sorry. I should have realize you feel this way, and that's all fine if you are very in tune with how other people is feeling and you want to be respectful. But I think first and foremost, you need to be respectful to yourself. You have to give to yourself first. If you don't do that, you have nothing to give. You come from a false energy because you are deprived. You have not given time, space, or whatever you need to yourself. So nourish yourself. Don't apologize for who you are. Stay true to what I call your goddess of fire nature. It's okay if you go off course. We do that every day, or we do that once in a while. Just remember to come back home, and home is to yourself.
I love it. And I love how you mentioned, you know, to stay true to your goddess of on fire. I think we forget that, you know, we have that within us, because mm-hmm. some of us, we tend to go off course and kind of stay there, not realizing we can come back anytime. And mm-hmm. so I love that reminder that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
My website is joylink.com. I would strongly encourage your listeners to take the free Authentic You quiz. Find out how you score in terms of how you've been living your authenticity life, or whether there is areas that you would like to work on. So you can go to joylink.com and go to the right-hand corner. There is one column that says Free Empowerment 2. It's the first one, Authentic You quiz. So go find out.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Joy, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Joy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Joy for taking the time to share her story and journey with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Shina. It's been such a pleasure.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on and share your story with us. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.